News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. Duchesne County is growing enterprise. We have the Duchesne County Commissioners with us to talk about all of the growth opportunities that are happening in Duchesne County. The master plan is available to all residents of Duchesne County, and here to tell us more about it is Greg Miles with the Duchesne County Commission, Tracy Killian, and Mr. Jeff Chug. Welcome, gentlemen. It's good to have you here.
Welcome. Glad to be with you.
Next 5 years, right? 5 to 10 years is what we're looking at, and you want to outreach to the general public of Duchesne County. Why is it important to the average farmer or rancher out there in Duchesne County to actually take time to get involved in sharing their opinion of this master plan, Greg?
Well, you know, our master plan guides our planning in the future, and so we hope to have input from all parts of the county. We want citizens' input. This is their general plan, and the more that we can engage them and get their input, the better plan we're going to have.
Okay. And Jeff, what are your thoughts about it, Mr. Chug?
Well, I agree. We need everybody's thoughts on this, because this is going to be literally a living 30-year document, perhaps. And this is what will guide transportation decisions, potential railway impacts, water impacts, anything that concerns Duchesne County. We need to know about that so we can plan for it.
Yeah, if you have some concerns as a resident out there, maybe it's a water infrastructure on the west side, or it's roads for our oil-filled community, or it's a power infrastructure or utilities for new housing complexes, you should get involved in the Duchesne County Master Plan, because this is going to be a roadmap for the next 5 to 10 years. Tracy Killian, what do you think about getting involved? You're a farmer and a rancher. How important is infrastructure to you in your farming and ranching business?
Well, it's very important to us, and it's the people's future. If they don't input what their plans are, what they want for their children, their grandchildren, it's basically our future, and we want everybody's input into this, because we don't want it to be the commissioner's plan. We want it to be the citizens' plans, everybody's plan. So
absolutely. Now, Tracy, well, I have your attention here. You've also been very active in being proactive with the community. You've gone to the community. You've been to Mighton Days, right, last week?
I was there last week. We was in the parade.
You guys were there, and you were answering questions about the master plan and getting involved. Now, this weekend is the Tabiona Rodeo. Longhorn Days on the 24th of July. You're going to be up in Altamont area, I'm assuming. Is that right?
That's right. We'll be in Neola, too, on the 4th. So
there is a place that you can go on a website, Duchesne GP, meaning GP, meaning general plan, Duchesne GP 2025.com. So if you're interested and you want to know more about the master plan, you can do that. Is there a place to comment on that as well?
The comment period will be after the draft comes out, but we're asking citizens to go to this website and do the survey. And the survey, there's quite a few questions. It's a little bit lengthy, but the input that we get there is critical.
All right, so you can do that at the website again, DuchesneGP2025.com. You can answer the survey and the questions. And then there's an opportunity for a public comment period afterward. When we're talking about infrastructure in Duchesne County, there's this thing called the railroad. You went to railway that's coming. Have you guys heard about it?
heard something.
Yeah. Are we prepared for the growth that we can expect? You know, Greg, you and I have talked quite a bit about this, and you serve as the chairman, I believe, of the 7-County Infrastructure Coalition. And you've been very, very positive and proactive in this. And you've told me numerous times it's not a matter of if, but when we're going to have a railroad. Well, when? What does the timeline look like?
Well, we did get a big win in the Supreme Court.
Yes.
We're awaiting the Surface Transportation Board to get their permit reinstated, is what we're hoping for. It's the case has got to go back to the D.C. Circuit Court. And once we get that, we'll continue moving forward. With the Supreme Court win, we are moving forward with planning.
Okay.
We want to get to 90% design phase so that we can start construction.
So are you approaching 90% now?
No, I think we're probably over 50%.
Over 50%. But there's still things kind of slowed down after that court ruling.
Yeah, there's still some questions as far as geotechnical concerns and planning that need to take place before we finalize, especially right.
We're talking
the tunnel
2 years?
Design. On the planning, and then the construction cycle will be two years.
So we'll be able to lay track during the Trump administration, do you think?
If things fall into place, yes.
Okay. Now, I'd heard rumor that that Trump had an executive order that he was getting ready to sign to fast-track all the permitting. Is that a true rumor?
We're still awaiting that. The president's been pretty busy with, I call it, he got musked, you know? At the Elon Musk
he got
phase
musked.
And Iranian-Israel conflict
he's had a full plate.
And the big, beautiful bill that I understand just
passed the Senate. Just passed the Senate.
So he's been busy, but we do expect that he is going to give us an executive order.
Jeff Chung, what do people enjoy about Duchesne County?
Well, there are so many things. We have an awesome family-friendly environment in the county. Our communities are very close-knit. We have recreation opportunities. We have community events. We have great economic development opportunities. We have an amazing energy sector in our county, and they also contribute to our county a great deal. We have a lot of pride in Duchesne County. And so we're very lucky. We like to think they like their commissioners too.
It's probably one, you know, living here in northeastern Utah in the Uinta Basin, Duchesne County is probably one of the best small counties, because you're big enough that you still have some amenities, but yet you're small enough to really enjoy the rural lifestyle here, and it's wonderful. So
we're very blessed.
Yeah, we are indeed blessed, and as close-knit communities. And if you want to get a feel for what that feels like, go to the Tabiona Rodeo on the 4th of July. That's what I call on the radio ad is the best small town rodeo in the state. And I dare anyone to challenge me on that. What are some of the challenges that Duchesne County is facing right now? Jeff?
We have obviously challenges to overcome with the rail, like Commissioner Miles talked about. We have water needs, especially on the west side, that we're trying to take steps on. We have infrastructure, especially roads, and the impact from the energy sector, trying to maintain those things is always a challenge. And we need them so that we can extract the valuable minerals and resources that we have, but maintaining them is a challenge as well. So there are some things, but if we can get contributions from the community on what they think we should do, we can overcome those things.
Yeah, being on the 7-County Infrastructure Coalition, are there some projects that are underway here? You're the chairman of that, Greg Miles. Are there some projects that are underway to help with the infrastructure or in the planning stage or to improve the infrastructure in Duchesne County to help through this growth process? Because, you know, the 7-County Infrastructure Coalition was the vision behind the railroad. Obviously, you've thought ahead about planning and what kind of infrastructure needs will happen after this railroad becomes a reality.
Yeah, I think one of the big ones is gas takeaway, which has been a problem, as you know, Steve, for years. We create a lot of gas as we're pulling the oil out of the ground and trying to get that gas to a market so that we can reduce the constraint here in the basin is a huge hurdle that we need to overcome.
Right.
We've talked in 7-County about how can we help assist that. Is there some planning that we can do? We're continuing to work on that. Water infrastructure is a big one.
West Side water infrastructure, as Commissioner Chung talked about.
Uinta County is going to have some major growth with rail project too. And so, what are some connector routes or UDOT projects, or also some other things that we're pushing for, just to try and make it safer for the traveling public and be able to move this oil?
Obviously, there's going to be some growth concerns. Tracy Killian, there's going to be some growth concerns as we're growing in it. We're going to have a few little surprises. But do you feel comfortable about the planning stage and the efforts that Duchesne County is making to be prepared for the onslaught of growth that we can anticipate with the railroad?
I do. I think that our planning this general plan is going to help us to realize. They announced if this railway comes, well, when it comes, I've got to change my, because Commissioner Miles gets mad at me. So when it comes.
When it comes. Not if, yeah. It's when.
So Mr. the basin's going to have 9,000 jobs. That's what they announced.
9,000?
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be.
Is that right? 9,000 jobs.
9,000. And so housing.
Is a problem.
It's a problem.
What are we going to do about our housing, Greg Miles?
If we could find the right solution, I think that's the million-dollar question. And we appreciate what the state legislature has done, you know, with deed restrictions, but that only helps for so long. And so we've got to continue to keep our thinking caps on. And, you know, I don't think it's necessarily the government's job to do, but there are a lot of things that we could do to help.
And I was at the Special Olympics state competition in Cedar City, Governor Cox was there, and it was just shortly after the announcement that was made regarding the railroad, and he came up and patted me on the back and said, hey, congratulations are in order for the folks in the Uinta Basin. Good job on that railroad. Were you excited? And of course I said yes, and I said, can we count on the state to help? And he said, absolutely, 100%. What kind of state help can we expect from the state, from the legislature and the governor's office?
Well, the state stepped up big, and I have to give a nod to Senator Winterton, who secured $88.5 million to improve 191. Mm-hmm. That's been able to...
That's been a big problem for a long time.
It's been a big problem. It's allowed us to increase the oil, though we're moving to price.
And for those of you who don't know, what 191 is going south out of Duchesne County towards Price, up over Indian Canyon.
Yeah. We need some more improvements on Highway 40 and 191.
Yeah.
Both directions. And
Senator, you can get UDOT's attention on those projects?
Yeah.
Yes. Now that the railroad's going to become a reality?
Yeah, I believe so. We've talked about an interchange in Pleasant Valley and some other improvements to intersections that will help the flow of traffic. But I think UDOT has got to be a big part of that. And we're appreciative of UDOT. I don't want to say anything negative about UDOT, because it's not true.
No, I think Senator Winterton's been really, really good and proactive about getting resources committed to Highway 40 and to 191, as you had mentioned earlier. So a lot of the improvements that we see on Highway 40 going up over to Strawberry have been because, in large part, due to Senator Winterton's efforts.
And Senator Van Tassel. You know,
Senator Van Tassel.
The good work that he did while he was in the Senate, we're still appreciating those.
Absolutely. Utilities, infrastructure, road maintenance, transportation needs are all big challenges, and of course housing. So those are some things that you can weigh in on. Where would these new housing developments be? Where would you think they should be? You know, those are questions that we could ask of the public, and I'm sure you'd like to have their input.
Yeah, and we want to see a balanced approach. You know, I've heard the saying often that if we're not growing, we're dying, and I wholeheartedly believe that. But what type of growth do we want to see? I think preserving green space is important as well, preserving agriculture, and so a balanced approach and getting all of the public's input is very important to us.
Well, listen, are there any final comments that you'd like to make before we close this discussion we have? I want to thank you, all three of you. To have all three of you here in the studio is quite an honor, and I appreciate you being here today and your efforts to be made available to the citizens of Duchesne County. So thank you. Any final comments, Commissioner Chug?
We'd just love to hear from anybody who wants to contribute to the future of Duchesne County.
Okay.
And we thank them ahead of time.
All right. And Commissioner Tracy Killian, your final thoughts?
Just have the people come in, fill out the survey, and give us all the input they can to help Duchesne County be a better place. We love Duchesne County, so let's take pride and make it better for the next 30 years.
And Greg Miles, is the glass half empty or half full?
It's definitely half full.
Three quarters of the way full?
I
and
think
fill it up?
Yeah.
All right.
What an amazing community we live in and basin-wide. You know, we get in kind of some competition with our friends in Uinta County, but we love the
basin.
But
it's a friendly competition. It is. There's a lot of synergy there between Uinta and Duchesne County because, you know, we are... one general location here in the Uinta Basin. We're one entity. If you go outside the region here, you're from the Uinta Basin. It's not, you're from Duchesne County, you're from Uinta County, you're from the Uinta Basin. So
yeah,
we have a lot of things that we can benefit one another by.
And if we find ourselves in a fight, I would much rather have a good, friendly Uinta County next to me.
Yeah.
Help, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you. Just want to close by reminding you to visit this website, DuchesneGP2025.com, and you can fill out the survey information and let your voice be heard. A lot of people want to complain about politics, but then when you ask them, hey, did you vote? Well, no, I didn't vote. Well, then how can you complain? Let your voice be heard, and your input and your opinion matters. So visit that website, DuchesneGP2025.com. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Steve. Always a pleasure.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks for joining us. This is News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL.